Welcome to Strong Communities, where we are growing together through strengths. Today we're going to talk about developing the strategic talent and using this development journey to build strong relationships. People with this talent naturally gravitate to people and places that encourage their strengths. For example, they need to know inside out what the goal is. They need freedom of time and space to explore every what if. They need to understand the why and the big picture behind the goal. They need others to appreciate and listen to their ideas. They need to see and get as much information as possible about the obstacles at hand. They need others to be open-minded and ready to experiment with creative solutions. They need other people's trust in them to take calculated risks. They need a constant flow of problems to tackle headfirst and solve. They need a zero judgment space to make mistakes, course correct, and play with different alternatives. And they need autonomy to act according to their intuition, instead of what others tell them to do. But what happens when these conditions are turned upside down? What happens if they need to help loved ones that don't believe in creativity or taking big risks? They need to say goodbye to their talent biases and ask themselves these questions. Am I jumping to conclusions without getting everybody on board? Am I communicating well why this is the best plan and how I got to that decision? Am I listening to other people's ideas fairly, or do I believe only my ideas are valid? Am I too emotionally and intellectually attached to my ideas? Thanks for listening, and let's keep building those strong communities together.